Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. J.R. Martin is here, folks. J.R. is a new friend. He is a former Navy cryptologist. He is has had leadership positions in a number of industries, including the semiconductor and the medical industry. He is the author of a book called Selling Us Out, or you could also read that as Selling U.S. Out. And he's here to talk to us about his opinion about trade and about globalization and outsourcing. J.R. Martin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on today.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
All right, thank you.
Why did you write this book? Why do you think that the U.S. is being sold out?
Well, what inspired me to write the book, and I talk about it in the beginning, was up until the experience I had with a company that was doing business in China, is I was doing some consulting work for them. Up until that experience, like most people, I assumed everybody was pretty much playing by the same rules, that we have global economy, free markets, free trade, and I had no really strong opinions for or against. I was actually heavily engaged in international business for the past 25 years.
You were drinking the Kool-Aid, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I was thinking, hey, everything's good, and people, again, are playing mostly by the same rules, and if we're losing business to our overseas competitors, it's because we're just not competitive.
Right.
And so I was buying all that. And then all of a sudden, I did this consulting work for this company in Singapore that had factories in China, and I was stunned by what I saw. As I started peeling back the layers of what they were doing to me looked like it was illegal. If anything, it was unethical. It was destroying jobs in the U.S., basically, they were operating unincorporated and tax-free. That's what they were doing.
And, one thing we have to differentiate is you mentioned legal and ethical.
Yep.
There are local laws and there are international laws. And so sometimes when Americans deal with people in other parts of the world, we see other people doing things that we don't like or that we wouldn't do. And we assume that they work by our ethics. We assume that they operate under our laws. And we really have to differentiate between laws that we can enforce or not, and not be ignorant about the laws we can enforce. One more thing, JR. We cannot be naive about ethics.
No, I understand that. And, Jim, like you, I've been all over the world. I've operated in Asia for most of my career. And I make that point in my book is that's one of the problems we have with a lot of these agreements that we put in place is we're assuming that these agreements mean something different to us than they do
when
people initiate.
Absolutely.
That's a reality that we need to come to terms with, that we need to deal with. But in this situation, I did seek counsel. And these guys were basically gaming the system as a bottom line.
Right.
They knew what they were doing.
Remind us where they were.
They were based in Singapore with factories in China,
right.
But they knew exactly what they were doing because I confronted the owner of the company, and he flat out told me.
So you felt that they entered into this agreement thinking that they were going to game you guys. They were going to take advantage of you.
Well, they're not me. They were taking advantage of the U.S. economy.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right.
Yep. What they were doing was they were operating over here intentionally, not being incorporated, intentionally not paying taxes, so that what they were doing, I call it poaching without a license. They were in here taking jobs.
How much of that do you think is going on?
I think it's going on a lot, tremendously. That's what inspired me to do the research.
Do you think that's why we've got such how much of our trade deficit do you attribute to that?
Well, I don't know, Jim. I'm not an economist, but I'll tell you what. I raised this issue to our government officials, hoping that they would look into it.
Yeah.
And I got the brush off.
Yeah.
And so they didn't want to deal with it. And so I think if these guys, this is a small company, this is about a $30, $40 million company, if they figured it out, they're not the smartest people on the planet. So you just got to know that other people that are much more sophisticated than them have also figured this out.
In your book, you talk about the myth of free trade.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, free trade is not a new concept. This concept actually has been around for hundreds of years. And it's a theory. It's a theory. It's not. It's a theory that if it all works well, everybody benefits. Unfortunately, what we call free trade today isn't even close to what the theory of it is.
Free trade to me means that two countries have agreed to do business without putting up tax, without putting up financial barriers, without putting up tariffs.
Well, that's the theory of free trade.
Right.
Now the reality. The reality of what we're implementing as free trade today is outsourcing. And it's a one-way exchange where we set up the conditions where the U.S. or foreign manufacturers can produce products someplace else and bring them into this country tariff-free.
Right.
That's what free trade is
and
today.
And you think that that's not a good thing?
That is not a good thing because it's a one-way exchange. It's
right.
not a trade. Now, the GATT agreement that was set up in the 40s, there's language in there that says this organization is set up to establish mutually beneficial trade relationships.
Right.
That's not what's happening.
Mm-hmm. So how would you fix it?
Well, what I would do is I would set up much, like you said, we got cultural differences between us and mostly Asia, our counterparts, and that's
right.
where most of the damage is being done. So what I would do is I would throw out a lot of these very legalistic, very long, hard-to-enforce, hard-to-understand agreements, and I'd put together very simple agreements that said these are the rules of engagement, and if these rules are violated, we revert to a tariff. And so, and again, you know, it's funny, this debate is, people look at this is the way our political environment is right now, it's poison.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to think in extremes. So it's either we have what they call trade, or we have protectionism. Well, somewhere in between those two lies reciprocal trade.
So you're not proposing your solutions, would you think people would term them, some people would term them protectionist proposals?
Well, those that are making 60% margins because they're exploiting lack of labor and environmental standards worldwide,
right.
Yeah, they would probably call it protectionism.
Yeah.
But do you lay any of the blame
for our uncompetitiveness? Do you lay any of the blame for our uncompetitiveness at the feet of big labor in America?
Well, I hate to play the blame game. I really do.
Well, but we all have a hand in this.
We all have a hand in this, and I think it's unfortunate. Here's what I see going on in the U.S. economy.
Tell you what, JR, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break.
Okay,
folks, I told you it'd be a spirited conversation. I like JR's energy. I like his ideas. We may not agree on everything, but he's thought about this, folks, and he's put it in his book, and I encourage you to check it out, Selling Us Out, Selling U.S. Out by J.R. Martin, available wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm available here every day. Stay with me.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.